Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Wait a minute. Hello and welcome to Outside In. I'm John Burns, and here's another of my little podcasts. I think I've been in the house solidly now for the last week. I'm starting to climb the walls a bit, but it's a bit weird, actually. It's a bit like being... I can't decide. It's been like being in prison, or maybe if you've broken your leg and you can't go out, you know. and it's a funny thing. I'm kind of getting used to it. At first, it was really difficult, but that's just another day of incarceration. I'm going to keep producing these little podcasts, which are like a little snippet of my incarcerated existence. I've got plans for future podcasts. I'm going to be bringing the comedian Vladimir McTavish in on one of my podcasts. He's really one of the funniest guys in Scotland. I think you'll love to listen to him. And I'm also going to bring comedian Paul Pirrie along, who's probably one of the wackiest people in Scotland. So that'll be for future shows. Before I start, I'm going to talk about a fascinating book, a book I've really enjoyed, a book by Neil Ansell. It's called The Last Wilderness, A Journey into Silence, which is a great book talking about his explorations of the west coast of Scotland. But before I do that, I just want to say... remind everybody that Vertebrate Publishing, my publishers, are doing a great job. They're still keeping the ship afloat. If you would like any of my books, or indeed any of the really great outdoors books that Vertebrate produce, they're still available. If you go direct to the publisher, you'll get them much faster than going to anybody else, and you'll also get them with a 30% discount. So, you know, I can't say further than that. Some great books there. And if you're looking for something to read while you're locked in, there's some great books there. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Neil Ansell's book, The Last Wilderness. I like this book a lot. It really captures some of the wanderings, what it's like to wander along the west coast of the Highlands. We have a fantastic rugged coastline that's cut in by deep field-like inlets or sea locks, and often the cliffs come right down into the sea. Very dramatic scenery on the west coast, and it's just a place I love. I love going there, and I love exploring it. And I think The Last Wilderness sort of captures as close as you can do what it's like to explore those rocky, wild shores. So that's available, I'm sure, still from Amazon. But I'll read you a little sample of The Last Wilderness. Between the bays were rocky headlands, sometimes backed by cliffs that I had to clamber around. This was metamorphic rock, settled in thin layers like phyllo pastry. Some long-ago tectonic event had contorted these layers, turning them almost 90 degrees, so that thin strips of exposed rock pointed up to the skies, high above the western horizon. It was sometimes like walking on sharp knife edges, and made for very heavy going. In the cliffs I found a series of hidden caves, which I investigated one by one. They were small but deep, dripping with water and coated with liverworts that gradually faded away as I penetrated deeper and the light disappeared. As I emerged from one of these caves, I found myself being mobbed by a rock pipit that buzzed repeatedly at my head, furious that I had invaded its home. It seemed a little early for it to be nesting, but it had apparently claimed the cave as its own. The rock pipit of these rocky shores is a bird so unobtrusive in appearance that it often escapes notice, but it is strangely confiding. Or perhaps confiding is not the right word. It is almost courageous. Walking along the jetsam of the tide line, it will sometimes seem reluctant to even step out of my way. If it deigns to fly off, it will, as likely as not, be for just a few feet. Its attitude seems to be that it belongs here, and I do not. I sat at the tip of a headland, facing into the onshore breeze and looking out at a scatter of rocky, wave-lashed islets, slick with seaweed. Currents rushed between them, and in the churning waters a diver was hunting. The bird was nearly fully dressed in its summer clothes, with bold black and white stripes on its long neck. Soon it would be gone, for this was the Great Northern, the largest and scarcest of our divers, and the only one which never nests here. It would be leaving imminently for the wilds of Iceland, its only nesting ground in Europe. It is really the transatlantic cousin of our own divers. The Great Northern diver is the loon of the Americas, the bird which Henry Thoreau chased fruitlessly around Walden Pond in his rowing boat. In a tiny, pocket-sized bay of sand among the rocks, I found a trail in the sand. The footprints led from the water's edge up to the top of the beach, where they disappeared among the rocks. They led into what could really not be described as a cave, for at this beach everything was in miniature. It was more just a crevice between the rocks, over which a third boulder had fallen to form what looked like a scale model of a dolmen. It was a one-way trail, nothing led out, and I squatted down and peered inside. A pair of eyes glinted back at me from the deepest recesses of the hollow, and I backed away. My negligible tracking skills had led me to an otter holt. For all I knew, there might be cubs inside, and the best thing I could do was leave them in peace. That was, I really like that little passage. I too have followed otter tracks, although I've not been lucky enough to trace them to a halt. But I hope you've enjoyed that little podcast. So if you enjoyed that book, just to say again, that's Neil Ansell, The Last Wilderness. I'll be back with another podcast soon. Brought to you from the confines of my house. I hope you're doing well. Take care, everybody out there. Look after yourselves. Look after the people around you. Bye-bye. See you soon.